I would like to open the Finance Judiciary Committee this evening, Thursday, June 1st, 2023, at 6:30 p.m. Are there any changes to the agenda?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, that's good. Approval of the minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes. They were fine.
They look good to me.
Okay, so they're approved. Any public comments from anyone?
I'm a little shy on the public tonight.
Okay. Updated public records policy. Kitty.
Thank you so much. So I'm bringing this back, and you had had a couple questions for me back when we met before in March. So one of the questions was, could a citizen come into the police department to view records? And the answer is yes. But first, that citizen would need to fill out a public records request form and make sure that if pay also any applicable fees, let's say for staff time to review the information, maybe redact, remove some of the confidential information that's not, that can't be disclosed to the public, or to oversee if the requester is sitting there. So whenever a requester comes in to view records in our facilities, a staff person has to be with them the whole time. So there's that question.
Good.
And answer. The second one is, if a person is a victim of a crime, do they pay for a police report? And I checked with Deputy Chief Mark Hill, and he said that their practice is not, or that yes, they do have to pay. So okay. Everyone does pay. That's been their policy for a while. So anyway, so the draft is just the same. And then as part of this draft review, I was talking to Jason after this meeting, and he said, you know, we might just want to review all the fees to make sure they're still applicable. And I said, that's a great idea, and I'd be happy to do that. So staff went through and looked at those, and we determined that the fees were still applicable. The police report fee, just as a note, was set up, $10 was set in February of 2010. And that was to capture the actual cost of providing such records. And Deputy Chief Markell confirmed that this fee was still applicable. I went online to some of the other police departments in the area. Not everyone has their fees online, but the ones that I could see, it seems like our fee for the police report is in line. It matches Cottage Grove, Springfield, Eugene, Corvallis. Newport had a $15 fee. Salem, 20, and Sherwood, the same, 20. And then Lane County Sheriff had a $30 fee for their records. So ours are on the lower end of all those comparables. So I'm happy to answer any other questions that you might have. And yep, nothing else has changed in that draft policy, so it's back before you.
Okay, any questions? Thank you so much, Kitty.
Yeah.
Clears it all up, there it is. Yes, you pay, that's it. So that's good. Nothing?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay,
we appreciate it.
Would you like me to take this to the council then?
Yes. I think that, yes.
That'd be the next step.
Okay. So we'll schedule this for the June 13th council meeting, and you'll see this in a form of a resolution. There'll be a resolution, and this draft policy will be attached to that.
Great.
All right. Well, thank
super.
You so
thank
much.
You very much.
Appreciate your time.
Okay. Job description update.
Okay. I guess I'm on my own.
I'm to tell you, you she's out of here.
Okay, job description. So tonight before you are two job descriptions, an accounting technician position and a senior accountant position. These are both, of course, in the finance department. The accounting technician position or job description is a new position. It is budgeted in the 23-24 budget, which is effective for July 1st. This position would take up a lot of tasks, kind of relieving myself and the senior accountant position. Things like accounts payable. Right now, accounts payable is being done by Emily, the HR assistant, and that's a very short-term solution. In fact, I've only got a couple of weeks And in addition to that, though, I would anticipate this person taking on, we have a lot of, you know, finance is just a lot of different kind of accounting tasks that we need to do every month. Like we reconcile this or we, you know, balance that. And we just have enough work that we really need to spread that out a little more than we have in the past. I think that Jason and I have talked a lot about this. We started talking about it 6 months ago, I think. I think that's why it's in the budget. So we really feel like this position is needed. The senior accountant position, so that's just a renaming of the accounting position. And council approved a resolution that Jason brought to move that position to range, I think it was 35 on the compensation schedule. On the AFSCME contract. We've been doing a lot of work on kind of seeing, you know, where we are compared to other cities, and tell you the truth, we're having a little bit of trouble with this position that's open right now. We only have just a couple, you know, qualified applications to choose from, so we did an interview today. So I'm very hopeful right now, because I'm covering all the accounting work, as well as, you know, my normal stuff. So I'm really nervous all the time now.
You get paid double? You get two position pays?
Yeah, no, I haven't asked Jason about that. You can bring that up.
Okay, sounds like you got it.
Bring that up, yes.
Anyway, so the union and the city administrator have reviewed these job descriptions. Couple of points on the two job descriptions that are attached. So the accounting technician, the first one, Exhibit A. So part of the reason for the need, well, as I kind of mentioned, is the workload just keeps expanding. I think the city is just dynamic enough. There's enough going on and enough needs. For example, right now, the police department, I don't expect them to be helping out with any of their accounts payable because they don't have their administrative person anymore. So, that only leaves police officers and deputy chiefs and chief, you know, so I'm not going to ask them to work on accounts payable. So that's going to fall back to finance. The departments have helped since we did the software conversion. We kind of tried out kind of a process where the departments are helping with their AP. They actually enter a little bit of it. Police has been entering some of theirs, their admin assistant, and Public Works enters a little bit of theirs, and the maintenance coordinator enters a little bit. The bulk of the work, though, is still on the AP person here. But I don't see that really as expanding. We don't really, that's more of an experiment, so I really see this position and the needs in AP just to keep up on the work and to do accurate work. Some of the places where I think we're lacking is being able to have the time to follow up, like with a vendor. Mm-hmm. Why is the bill this much, and making sure we don't pay things twice, all those kind of activities, which are really, really important activities. The accounting position or senior accountant, so like I said, that's the senior is just renaming that position. It's basically the same job description previously approved. This position is a higher level position. It does general ledger. It's really a position that I can hand off a lot of pretty high level things to, helping with financials or helping with the budget or, things like that. Somebody I can depend on. And also, of course, this person does payroll, so it needs to be a person that has some skills, has some experience. So we're hoping for some college background or at least some vocational training in our recruitment right now. So that's the gist of it, what's going on there, so.
And that's still nothing? coming, nothing coming in.
Well, we had an interview today.
Oh, okay, that was the interview, so, okay.
Yeah, and we're actually scheduling two for next week also.
Good. So
we'll see how those go. And then I anticipate actually second interviews later on next week, probably Wednesday or Thursday.
Good.
With some of these, of the three. So I'm hopeful.
Yeah. Well, could one that interviewed for this, would they be interested in the technician, the accounting technician? Or because the recommendations and requirements are about the same. More so, obviously, with the senior accountant, but...
Well, I know it may not be that apparent, but they really are different.
They are different.
Different levels, yeah. It's always possible that somebody might apply for one that's really qualified for the other,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, doesn't meet the requirements for the senior accountant. The senior accountant is a fairly high level as far as accounting.
I would think, yeah.
Somebody that can do payroll and can really put their arms around the whole process and not miss some of those details that, you know, might be out here in left field or right field. The accounting technician, accounts payable is a lot of paperwork and learning a system and kind of getting an idea of, okay, how do you pay the bills? You know,
mm-hmm.
what are those requirements for authorizations and paperwork, proper paperwork from the vendors? You know, how to make sure we didn't pay something twice. So it's more focused on a few tasks.
Mm-hmm.
But accounts payable, for example, is that's the one I keep talking about because it is a pretty... I'm not sure if it would be half the job, but probably about pretty close. So
yeah.
It's a
okay. So you are doing both now?
Well, no, Emily is still
doing. Oh, that's right. She's here for two more weeks.
Yeah, but like I said, in 2 weeks.
Kind of.
You may have trouble.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Is there any way we could, you can't get anybody hired, try to tie Emily up? Something to keep her here for a little bit longer.
Well, I don't know if I want to talk about that in the meeting, but
glue her to her seat. I don't know.
It has occurred to me.
Yeah, Emily's going to be a loss, that's for sure.
Yeah, you might. You might notice there's obviously some urgency here. The accountant position is, of course, posted and we're doing interviews, so that could actually, you know, to come together and we could have somebody, you know, make an offer and maybe could have a commitment pretty quick. Still, there's quite a learning curve. The one that we interviewed today, she hasn't had government experience, but not really necessarily expecting government accounting experience. It's kind of a specialized niche anyway,
mm-hmm.
and I just need somebody that wants to learn, knows the basics of accounting, and, you know, can enjoy that kind of work.
Yeah.
So our kind of work is, you know...
Special. It's a special. Yes.
Yeah.
I would not qualify for that job, so... Well...
Anyway.
Yes.
So the request is, before staff is requesting that you forward this to council... I'd like to take it to them on the 13th, if you approve, to approve those two job descriptions. So.
Yep, I think
it's anything.
Yep, they look good to me.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Yep. Yes, you bet. We're doing what we can here. Okay. Portland State University Intergovernment Agreement.
So this is another kind of human resources related. So as you may recall, we had Portland State University do a comp study for us a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
and that covered all the mostly non-represented positions. So this comp study that this intergovernmental agreement would be for would cover everybody else. So both unions. And there's one position we threw in that's non-represented that wasn't in the last one. So this is really meant to catch everything else. A lot of these positions, I'm not sure that they've been looked at in the last 10 years, if not longer. So We've just kind of kept using the same comp schedule and just do the COLA increases every year, and that's kind of gotten us to where we are.
Mm-hmm.
But we're really feeling the pressure that we need to know what's going on, and you know, we need somebody official outside to tell us where we actually stand, so mm-hmm. that staff can make a recommendation and council can review it. So this is an interesting agreement. This is an IGA between the League of Oregon Cities and Portland State University for compensation study services. We didn't have this available 2 years ago, but this is a wonderful thing as far as, at least from my point of view. You know, it's a lot of work for a city to go out and do an RFP, get bids. That not only takes some time, like a matter of months, but also the vendors, you know, it's a lot of work for them to put together a 50-page proposal or something. So I don't know if these are becoming more standard, like on the public work side, where, you know, they do more RFPs than, say, finance would. But all we would need to do if we want to participate, there's a task order that's attached to it, and I'll have you turn to it in a minute. But it's just a matter of filling that out, and that's basically a request on the city's part to participate. We still get a bid, so that part doesn't change. You know, we know what the costs are, or what the maximum costs are, I should mm-hmm. say. There is an estimate in the task order. They filled one out, a draft, and we did anticipate the cost for this study in the 23-24 budget. So if council wanted to approve this, we do have a way to pay for it. And down towards the bottom of the first page, you see all the departments and divisions that are included. So you've got all the public works divisions, police, dispatch, and police officers, and then, of course, these accounting positions, court, community services, library. So they're all in there. And then attachment A is that original. So this is the original signed IGA between the league and PSU. And then, and by the way, legal has reviewed this, Mark Wolf's office. And then attachment B is that task order that they filled out based on everything we told them that we thought, you know, we needed. So that's why it's specific about what they're including. It's basically, you know, a total compensation package, you know, study, just like the last one. The parameters are the same. And on page 3 of that, you see the costs. See, I don't have a page number, but it's page 3 of that task order. So in that little table on the top right, you see the cost, $24,666 is their estimated maximum cost, so it's a not to exceed cost. It is billed based on actual, so which is always nice. So if it's less, they'll bill us less. It isn't an automatic pay us this amount. And their time frame is 15 weeks, which is that's great for us.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah,
I was really amazed that they had such a thing. Because that's great for everybody.
And then the last attachment is the positions that we gave them to attach, or to include, I mean. So that's basically everything that wasn't done 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. God, I can't believe it was 2 years ago.
Oh, no, I thought
time flies.
So if anybody has any questions, I'll do my best.
I just thought it was really, like I say, when I was reading it, I had no idea that they would do something like this. And League of Oregon Cities, they do so much. Lordy, they do a lot of stuff. for the cities. And yeah, and Portland State has always done a great job at this kind of.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Well, Portland State has their, whatever they call it, their School of Government.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yep.
You know, I feel like it's important to keep in touch with them and know what their programs are. And yeah, I was really surprised. This is fairly new. I don't think this intergovernmental agreement is very old. I don't know when it was.
On page five?
Yeah, it was just.
Because it says 11, year. Yeah, 11, 14, yeah. To 22.
Okay. So it's a new thing.
Not quite a year.
So it's new since we started talking to them about this, too. So they're the ones that suggested, you know, this is what you need to do. So they pointed us that direction.
Well, I think it's time that this be done. Because like you said, I don't remember. I'm trying to think back. I don't remember if we did or not. I mean.
Well, I don't think anything, a systematic study like this by an outside agency, I don't think has been done since I've been here. But I'm not positive on that because there were some years when I wasn't really involved in HR.
So. It seems to me like they may have talked about it, but I don't remember anything coming to pass. I could be wrong too. But I, like I say, I think it's probably time. You did it with one bunch, you should do it with the rest of them, in my opinion. You know, that's
true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Questions?
So, if you're in agreement, if you want to make a recommendation, I could take this to council. And I'd like to take it on June 13th. Also, I've reserved a spot.
Yep.
Yep. It's, yes. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Let her go.
Then I will do that.
Okay, now we're down to the agenda forecaster.
Why don't I tell you the changes that I made? Basically collected the direction, you know, things that you brought up. So in the future business items, you've got the RLF fund discussion, so I'm planning on that for July.
Okay, unless, I'll give her a whirl again.
Kara.
Yeah, I never hear from her. I thought we were friends. So.
Oh, I think she's probably just busy. Or
I know she's busy.
And then a couple items down. So I've added the RFP for judicial services, which we talked about a couple months ago. I believe Kitty is working on the city retention schedule. I haven't touched bases with her recently to know if she's planning on that for July or if it's still a couple of months out. And then on the next page, about the third item, insurance agent request for proposals, we talked about that a couple months ago. And then I would anticipate an update on the master fee schedule. I'd like to get that done in the next couple of months, get in the middle of 2023. So there are some older items on there, and some of I don't know what the status is, like if they're coming from the city administrator.
Well, I was wondering about the unhoused facility proposal. I didn't know that there was one.
Well, you know, that came from a citizen who came and talked to the committee.
Okay. Gotcha.
Well, it says last day at committee was
February.
Yeah, of 2022.
So it was a year ago.
Let's see. So it's getting up to almost a year and a half ago.
And I think you're right. I think that's.
So maybe that's just not going to go anywhere. And so Jason will have to tell you.
Okay. Yeah. Because I think we about talked that to death with Carrie with how the city is going to handle that. We really didn't get much of an answer.
Eugene has cleaned up their park and made it. I noticed they ran everybody out of the parks.
Yeah.
So.
And then was it Cottage Grove or Cresswell that they are trying to set aside a park, and the citizens are not happy about that.
Well, they said on the news tonight, Portland is gonna, it hasn't gone before the council yet, but they're wanting to ban all camping and stuff in the parks between like 8 to whenever in the evening, 8 a.m. to 8 or 9 p.m., I don't know, something. Yeah. I just briefly heard it.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody at this point is trying to figure out something, and this would not be...
Well, I think we need to, you know, what are our parks used for? To take your families to your kids to play. Like, we need to use them for what they're used for and find something else to do instead of...
Well, they had mentioned two spots.
Yeah, there's two or three...
places, something that they were talking
developed,
about.
Undeveloped,
yeah.
Parks.
They're not parks, but...
Yeah, whatever. One
of them that they left us, donated to us or something, by the park that they were
stay away from the parks, the developed park. Yeah. So, anyway, however you want to handle that one. You want to keep it on there? You want to take it off there?
Well, it probably wouldn't hurt to keep it on there just in case.
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay, it's not hurting anything, that's for sure. Yeah. But I just didn't know that, and I had forgotten about the guests that came.
Eventually, we're going to probably be told what to do.
Exactly, yep. Okay, anybody have any comments they'd like to share?
Not on record.
You have anything you'd like to tell us?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll adjourn the meeting then.